Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We bless your name today, Lord. You are highly exalted, given the name above every name. Hallelujah. Far above all principality and power, every name that is named, he is Lord. Hallelujah. Death has been defeated. Hallelujah. We live in his life today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it shall also give life to your mortal body. Yes. Hallelujah. You must be born again. Hallelujah. The Bible says no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Authentic praise comes from a heart that is united with him. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, if you will confess me before men, I will confess you before the Father in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I will also deny you before my Father and his holy angels. So as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord and we will confess what we believe. I believe, hallelujah, that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. And with my mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Lord of all, Lord of heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. In him we live and we move and we have our being. And to God be the glory for the great things he has done. Ooh. Hallelujah. We declare this room a pain-free room. Amen. So if you brought any pain within you in here today, we put pain on notice right now. Hallelujah. And we command pain out in Jesus' name. Be gone now in Jesus' name. Receive healing now. In Jesus' name. Receive deliverance now. In Jesus' name. Be free. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be free from tormenting spirits. In Jesus' name. Satan, we reject you. We renounce you. We command you to go. In Jesus' name. You are not welcome here. Sickness, you are not welcome here. Disease, you are not welcome here. Backs, necks, knees, elbows, be healed in Jesus' name. Migraine headaches, go in Jesus' name. Heart conditions, be healed in Jesus' name. Lungs, be healed in Jesus' name. Heal. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Check yourself out. You come in here with pain today? Somebody come in here with pain today? Anybody, when there's a witness right now that God has set you free from that pain? Anybody raise your hand if the pain is gone from you. Thank you, Jesus. The power of God is here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody still dealing with pain? Anybody here with pain right now? Check yourself. Hallelujah. You still got pain? We command the pain come out of you right now. In Jesus' name, we speak it. Come out of her right now. Wrist, be healed. In Jesus' name. Now, how is it? Father, in Jesus' name, we are a vessel. And healing has already been paid for. Already been paid for. So, Lord, we just act now as a conduit. That your healing flows now. And we declare this pain to be gone in Jesus' name. We put a stop notice on it in Jesus' name right now. Tension come out of that right now in Jesus' name. Be healed. Thank you, Lord. Just all that goes out right now. Come out. Come out of her wrist. Out of her body in Jesus' name. Getting better? Better. Praise God. Father, we pray total healing. Carpal tunnel, whatever that syndrome is, be gone in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Eyes be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Ears be opened in Jesus' name. Hello. Anybody been dealing with plugged ears? Plugged ears? Okay, come out in Jesus' name. Ears be opened in Jesus' name. Be open now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Come on. They just popped, didn't they? Anybody else dealing with plugged ears this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Lord is in the house. Amen. He's mighty to save. Hallelujah. He loves you. Thanksgiving. In all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ. Hallelujah. That concerns us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Annie, can I get you to come up here? I would like to ask, Annie is a good reader. Can you see with your glasses okay? Okay, that's why I'm having you read. So, this is about a little bit. We like to touch every year a little bit about Thanksgiving, what it is, and how we came to celebrate it here in the U.S.
The tradition of gathering together with friends and family for Thanksgiving began almost 400 years ago in the Plymouth Colony. The Pilgrims uprooted themselves and sailed for America on the Mayflower, seeking religious freedom and a new way of life for their families. First, instead of landing in Virginia, where others from England had already established settlements, the Mayflower was blown off course and landed at Plymouth, Massachusetts, just in time for winter to set in. What ensued next was enough to break the will of even the strongest of people. Terrible storms and sickness ravaged the settlers. Governor William Bradford described this first winter as that which was most sad, lamentable, was that in 2 or 3 months' time, half of the company had died. He went on to describe how that sometimes even 2, 3 people died each day. Shelter from the harsh winter was scant as the pilgrims spent their time digging seven times as many graves for their dead as they built homes for the living. When the ship arrived, which was to bring food for their relief, they found that it brought 35 more mouths to feed and brought not 1 ounce of provisions. Yet in 1621, Edward Winslow, one of the 50 or so members of the Plymouth Colony, wrote these words describing the first Thanksgiving. Our harvest of corn came in well, and God be praised. We had good increase of Indian corn, and our barley crop was so good. And although our harvests were not always so plentiful as it was this time with us, yet by the goodness of God, we are so far from want, and we often, with that you could be partakers of our plenty.
Old English.
Wanting never to forget how God delivered them from their wants, the pilgrims and their ancestors developed a tradition to remember the hard times from which they had been delivered. Whenever the pilgrims gathered for a dinner of Thanksgiving, they had a custom of placing 5 kernels of corn upon an empty plate before each meal was served. Each member of the family would pick up a kernel and tell that for which they were thankful. This was a reminder to them how during that first winter at Plymouth, food was so scarce that each individual was rationed only 5 kernels of corn each day. As believers, we should always remember, even in the most dire circumstances, to place our reliance upon God.
Amen. Wow. So if you think you have problems, 5 kernels of corn a day. And yet they trusted the Lord, they persevered, and we're here today because of those who had sacrificed. But out of their desperation, you know, they still grew, you know, and God has a plan in everything that happens, even in death. The Bible says that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And so that sacrifice has, right, spilled out today into what we are so blessed as. How many would agree with me that we are blessed to live in America? We are living in a very blessed nation. And you know why? Because God is good. Amen. And because of the sacrifice of our forefathers who came here for the express purpose of declaring the gospel, of teaching and bringing the gospel to the nations, actually. And our universities were for that purpose in the beginning. And we're praying, Lord, bring our nation back to its roots, amen, to its beginnings again, to the faith of our fathers that had gone before us and paved the way for us. You know, Jesus expects us to enforce the victory that he has won for us. And he has called you and I to partner with him, amen, because the church is the influence in this nation. We are the salt. We are the light. Come on, God gave us a responsibility for this nation. So we stand in the gap. Amen. We're so glad you are here with us. You know what? I'm glad everybody came today. I'm glad you guys are here too. Amen. And if you're visiting, we're glad to have you. And you haven't run out the door yet, which is always a good thing. And but God is so good, isn't he? I mean, we have so much to be grateful for. You know, you think about, you know, what we have in this nation, how blessed we really are. You know, and sometimes people will get upset over the stupidest things, the littlest things, you know, about their order isn't quite right. And when they order food at a restaurant and they're all upset over it, you know, it's like, come on, you know, pray God's blessing over whatever you eat anyways, right? I remember being at a meeting one time, it was like a little seminar thing, and the guy prayed over the food, and he said, Lord, destroy everything bad in this food before we eat it. And you know what happened? It disappeared. No. I was expecting it to, but it didn't. But so I think that's a good way to pray over your food, amen? Hallelujah. But how many, even when if it's a sample at Costco, amen, pray over it. You don't know what's going on in that, right? So, all right. How many would agree with me that it is important that we have, we maintain an attitude of gratitude, that we give thanks to God, even in the simple things of life, the little things. You know, some of the most joyful people on the planet have the least amount of stuff. You know, in America, we got so much stuff, don't we? And we've moved several times, just a few times, maybe 16 times in our life together. But we've moved a few times, and we realized just how much we don't really need. That's a good time to get rid of stuff, you know. Like, hey, you want some free stuff? Here. But we are so blessed in this nation. But we need to give God thanks in just the simple things, you know. And have you ever rehearsed in your mind the scenario, well, what if I did lose everything I had, right? Have you lost everything? Anybody been there? Some people have. They've lost everything they've had. And I guess it's pretty telling then of how we react or respond to things that happen like that. We're not supposed to put our trust in things that are perishable, amen, but in the living God who supplies all of our need. The Lord promised to take care of his kids. As a father, that's his, amen, his responsibility towards us. He is a faithful father, a good father, and he'll take care of us. Amen. We don't always get what we want, but we get what we need if we trust him. Amen. And sometimes it means that you need to know what sacrifice looks like, going without looks like. I've had an appreciation of, you know, not having food when you've been in a situation where you didn't have food, or if you've ever fasted, it'll give you a good idea of what it's like for so many people who are not doing it deliberately, but because they don't have it. Amen. And so 5 kernels of corn, that really stood out to me in that article. I didn't know that until just, you know, looking up that article. But they gave God thanks for that. It was a seed. It was the beginning. And of course, God eventually brought in a great harvest, and they came together, amen, to celebrate the goodness of the Lord together. And thanksgiving and praise is important. And I want to encourage you, and I have not always understood a lot of things that go on in churches and what people do and why they do it, but I will tell you that it's a good thing to give praise unto the Lord. It's such a good thing. Amen. And it's good for you. All right. And God will be okay. He's okay. All right. It's not like he needs our support. Come on. He's God. All things come from him. All blessings flow out from him. Amen. But being grateful and giving God thanks and giving God praise, it pleases the Father. Why? Because he is so good, and he has been good to us. And he allows the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Come on. He's not a respecter of persons. There is a place of favor, I believe, friendship with God. And that's where I want to be. I want to walk, amen, with favor and as a friend of God because I obey God. Amen. But in James 1:17, it says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, right? It's from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, of whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of course, Father of lights, we can think of the sun, the moon, the stars, right? All things that were created, visible and invisible. The spirit world as well. God has created all these things. Amen. He is the Father of light. And he is the light of life. He is the life in us. In him we live, you see. So when we gather together for worship, you know, it should not be a time to watch others praise God. Somebody say amen. Amen. There was a time when I didn't understand. I would observe. I would watch. I'm like, what's this all about? You know. Why are they acting so crazy and strange and maybe getting a little carried away with their hands raised and shouting, speaking in strange, unknown tongues? And, you know, but I didn't understand at one time. And so we have to be taught about these things so we can understand what's going on, the importance of what we're doing here. This is a celebration of life. And the focus of these meetings is Jesus. He is the center. He is the one to whom it's all about. To whom all praise is due. As a created being, it's actually natural for me to give thanks to my Creator. Amen. And so, praise brings what? His presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we give God praise from our lips out of a heart that is grateful. And it brings pleasure to our Father because we're acknowledging him. We're acknowledging his goodness. We're saying with our mouth, thank you. How many know it's important to tell your wife once in a while or your husband, I love you? Come on, with your lips even? I know I don't express myself that way. I'd show it in other ways. Yeah, but there's something about saying to somebody, I care about you. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being good to me. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you for providing for me, Father. Amen. And saying it with our lips. And when we express praise, we're talking about, you know, him who is worthy of it all. We're expressing, you know, his worthiness, his value. Praise actually comes from a Latin word meaning value or price. So when we give the Lord praise, we're proclaiming His value, amen, or infinite worth. How can I say thanks? How can I express adequately? Not very well, but I try to say, Lord, how much I appreciate you, how good you are to me. Thank God if all you have is five kernels. Amen. Give God thanks for that. How many know if you give God your five kernels, He can bless it and multiply it, amen, and turn it into a harvest? Psalms 100, one of my favorites. You hear it often quoted, but I just want us, because of the time we're living in and the fact that we don't know what tomorrow holds. Amen? But we know who holds tomorrow. And we know who holds us. And He is faithful to us. I know my Father is faithful. Psalms 101 says, make a joyful shout to the Lord. Oh, that means it has to be audible. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Okay, so that means when we come together, we should be singing. Are you a child of God? Are you born again? Then we should be singing His praises. Amen? Know the Lord. He is God. It is He who made us. Amen? I'm not embarrassed to give God praise. Are you? Amen? We're not ashamed of the Lord. Amen? We want people to know about Jesus. If you got a good thing, amen, you want people to know about it. But it says in verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. There is a way to approach God with singing and with gratitude. And this is a psalm of ascent. As the Jews would make their way up towards the Temple Mount, they would be singing as they went and celebrating and with timbrels and harps and shouts of praise. Come before the Lord with a shout, right? Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph, right? And that unites the hearts of the people when we sing praises corporately. It brings us together in unity. And how many know there's something special that happens when we are united? When we're all in one accord. So when we sing, we're joining together with brothers and sisters, amen, as a corporate body with a focus on giving the Lord thanks and giving the Lord praise. And we come into His gates, all right? That's that outer court of the temple at three chambers, amen, with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. As we're coming in, we give God thanks and give God praise, amen. And be thankful to Him and bless His name. And you know, it means like as to split the ears, not talking about just a whisper, a prayer in the morning kind of thing. Amen. I'm all for quiet time with the Lord. Amen. And having quiet time. All right. And we don't always have to be shouting in church. Amen. But there's a time when we should come together. All right. As a people with a heart of gratitude based upon all the Lord has done for us, based upon the sacrifice of Himself on our behalf, His willingness to lay down His life for us, to shed His blood, to pay the price that we deserve to pay. We don't deserve what Jesus did. Amen. So the least we can do is say, Lord, thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for all you've done for me. Lord, I'm willing to give my life back to you now, to present my body back to you as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. And as you confess Jesus before men, He confesses you before the Father. Did you know you're supposed to be confessing Jesus before people? Well, you may say, well, I'm just a quiet person. I don't do that. Well, you're looking at a quiet person. Bruce, am I right? I paid him to say that. Naturally, I'm a quiet person. But I've discovered something. That if I can get past myself and my insecurities and looking at me and wondering, well, what will people think? Amen. Yeah. It's a good thing to be free from me, right? Be free from yourself. Get outside of yourself, if you will, and give God praise audibly. Start giving Him thanks audibly. Start speaking out His life. You know, sometimes it's we're here and we're receiving, but how many know there needs to be something flowing out of you too? It's not enough just to receive. We need to be giving. We need to be sharing what God shares with us. And as we release that, it's like opening up the floodgates. And now the life of Christ is being manifest through us. We're releasing out of us the life of Jesus. When you give God praise, the Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people. That means if you want heaven in your heart, open your mouth and give God audible praise. Come on, somebody. So when we come together, we should not be coming to watch others, but we should be joining with others and joining our hearts together as a body. Amen. And let's get over the music. I don't like the music. I don't care. All right. I can sing with music that I don't like if my heart is right with God and I'm looking to Him and not worried about the performance. Well, that band wasn't very good. Who cares? We're not a band, are we? I don't know what we are, but we're a joyful noise group. Amen? Yeah. So when we come here, we say this often to ourselves. We say, listen, Jesus is the center of this. Amen? He's the main attraction. We're before an audience of one. Remember that when we get up in here and we sing. Amen? We're not here to perform except before the King. Amen? We're in the court of our King, and we're His children, and we're His family. And you know, the Father delights in us when we express from our hearts, with our lips, our gratitude and our thanks. And believe me, you're doing yourself a favor by giving God praise. People are delivered from demonic oppression by giving God praise. Amen. There's been times when I felt really squashed down and shut down and dried up. And I've learned just to start giving God thanks audibly and giving God praise audibly. Due contrary to how I might even be feeling, it's called a sacrifice of praise. And when you begin to give God a sacrifice of praise, He's delighted because you're getting past you. You're getting out of your pity party and you're looking to Him and saying, God, thank you for the 5 kernels. Thank you for the little thing. Amen. Thank you for the victory. Thank God I got out of bed this morning. Amen. Thank God. How many had something to eat this morning? Praise God. We had something to eat this morning. Amen. But this is the day that the Lord has made and we will be glad and rejoice in it. So praise is an audible thing, amen? And it's talking about the value of the one that you speak of, amen? It's making your boast in God. People praise their team, right? Their favorite ball team, right? But we give God our best praise. And I say you should reserve your best praise for God. But of course, praise must originate from the heart. And this is where we begin to take a look at things and say, wow, how blessed we are. How blessed we are. I tell you why I'm blessed today, because I could be in hell today if it wasn't for Jesus saving me. I don't know if I'd be here today if it wasn't for the mercy of God. So for that, if no other reason, I owe him the rest of my life. You see, in Matthew 15:8, Jesus said, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I'm going to be honest with you. There's been times when I've kind of been in that place, just going through the motions. Have you ever been there? You're just singing because it's expected. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, they're looking at me. I better start singing now. Come on. No, we give God thanks because we are truly grateful. And that's why we need to keep the cross before us. Remember what the Lord did for us. How He delivered us out. Israel was supposed to remember the Lord in the Passover. As He had delivered them by the blood of the Lamb. And He carried them on eagle's wings. Amen. And He brought them through that fiery, amen, wilderness. And He had a hope for them. He had a future for them. He had a promise for them. And if we would keep an attitude of gratitude in our daily walk, no matter what's going on, just give God thanks for the little things. Keep an attitude of gratitude that produces true, authentic praise, which then invites, hallelujah, the presence of the Lord. And in His presence is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. I love this in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 when Solomon was dedicating the temple. They offered sacrifices to the Lord. In verse 6, also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who were assembled with him before the ark were sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be counted or numbered for a multitude. You know, you sacrifice for people you love. How many parents here have sacrificed for your kids, for your wife, your husband, that they're taken care of? You sacrifice for those you love. Amen. You're willing to give up your comfort for somebody else's comfort. And here, they were bringing so many sacrifices that it says they couldn't be counted or numbered for the multitude. So today, when we offer the sacrifice of praise, we're giving God the fruit of our lips. We don't have to bring a blood offering. Amen. Because Jesus has become that for us. He fulfilled that for us. He was our sacrifice once and for all. Amen. And the blood of Jesus is now in heaven itself on the mercy seat for you and I. So we can boldly come to the throne of grace. Hallelujah today. And we can call upon Him. Amen. And know He is with us. And so today we give God thanks. We offer Him the fruit of our lips. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by Him let us continually, somebody say continually, offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. So today, what is our reasonable service? Romans 12, to offer our bodies. What's the sacrifice acceptable to give our lives back to Him? Our bodies, Lord, for Your service, to be His temple. Amen. We sacrifice our possessions. We give our service to the Lord. We serve Him. Amen. That's the sacrifice of our time. And our good works are important, by the way. Did you know that? We aren't saved by good works, but we're saved for good works. Amen. We should have good works as a means of saying thank you to the Lord. Giving back to the Lord for what He's done for you. Amen. And when you bless people you see, you're blessing him who you don't see. So Hebrews 13:16, but do not forget to do good and to share. Well, we're getting ready to share in a feast together, praise God. And for with such sacrifices, it says, God is well pleased. So God is in the sacrifice. And again, at the dedication of Solomon's temple, the priests, they had sanctified themselves. That means they had set themselves apart for the service of the Lord. They had committed themselves fully to the Lord and for His work. And so today, based upon the mercies of God, we also give our lives back to Him. We commit ourselves back to Him. As born-again believers, we are His royal priesthood. Amen. In the new covenant, we are a royal priesthood. And we are to be set apart or sanctified for the Lord. So, again, at the dedication of the temple, the people then began to praise and thank the Lord as one, it says. In other words, they were in unity. In 2 Chronicles 5:13, indeed it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one, they were as what? One. See, this is what we need to, when we come together, we should be as one. Not everybody over here, somebody looking out the window, somebody on their phone, somebody counting the tiles. Amen. But we should all be coming together as one to seek the Lord, to look upon the Lord. Amen. That the glory of the Lord from heaven will come down in a cloud. Amen. And even as we are filled, hallelujah, we begin an overflow. And it's like we create this, hallelujah, this cloud of glory, amen, even as we are worshiping in spirit and in truth. And it is such a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the presence of the Lord with His people singing praises? Isn't it delightful when you have an attitude? How many love it when your kids are actually thankful for the sacrifices you've made in their lives? When they actually say maybe once a year on Father's Day or Mother's Day, hey, thanks a lot. How often should we give our Father thanks? How about daily? Daily give God thanks. And not just once a year, but we should be grateful every day for the things that God has done for us and for how He's provided for us. So listen to this. As they came together, right, the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard and praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music. Oh, there was instruments of music. And praised the Lord, saying, He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Acknowledging God's mercy. That the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. And what does a cloud represent? It represents God's manifest presence. Hallelujah. His glory. I want His presence. Come on. I don't want religious form. Amen. I don't want a dead Christianity. I want the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. In verse 14, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud. I know you all have read this before, but isn't it good to remind ourselves that this is something that we have been given today as God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. We have access to the throne. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything we have need of is in Him. But there is a special blessing when His people are united in one accord. That God commands the blessing, even life evermore. Salvation, Alan, the fullness of salvation. When God's people worship Him in spirit, united together in the bond of peace in the Holy Spirit, and the cloud of God's glory fills the place. Amen. And it begins with us, with our hearts are filled, and then there's the overflow. Come on, I want to be an overflowing cup. Well, it's like Greta, well, it's half full. How about an overflowing cup? Some people are always half empty, right? Well, there's no excuse for that because everything you need is in Christ. Consider yourself complete in Him as something God has already done. And by faith, you withdraw, amen, the resources of His grace. Hallelujah. You know, when we pray for people, when we pray for healing, we're simply saying, Lord, You've already paid for that in full. It's already been settled in heaven. Amen. By His stripes, we were healed. But now we're simply setting ourselves up to take, amen, and give out what He's already paid for and made available. But it's according to our faith. Do we believe that God will do that? And the more that we begin to step out into it and begin to practice it, the more we see that God does confirm His word. He actually does. How many know He's the same yesterday, today, and forever? But I'm praying that there'll be such a manifestation of God's spirit and power even in this house that we're coming in. We're all just like on the floor saying, yes, Lord, go ahead. Amen. You're going to be the preacher today. Praise God. Amen. And the heavenly choirs are going to break through and sing with us. Praise God. We've had that happen a few times. We've heard them. The angels actually breaking through, coming in through the earth into the earth realm. Hallelujah. But we're looking for, I want more. I don't know about you. I'm hungry for heaven. How many are looking forward to going to heaven? Amen. I hope so, because heaven is full of praise, amen, and full of the glory of God. And God says, I want you to invite me in to your heart and into your situation and into your fellowship meetings. There are many hungry people, come on, in this world, wandering in darkness, wondering what it's all about. How do I get out of this place I'm in? And you and I in Christ have the answer. Jesus is the answer. I give you Jesus. I'm telling you, He can transform your life. He can take a quiet person and make them a mouthpiece for Him. That's a miracle. It's not based upon my natural ability. It's my relying upon His ability. And it's the power of God, amen, that I rely upon to do what God calls me to do and to be who I am in Him. I'm not just improving upon my old messed up life and making it a little better. Come on, God transforms hearts and lives. You're not the same, praise God. Hallelujah. And you don't even have the same desires anymore. Well, I won't be able to party anymore and get drunk and get sick and throw up and all those fun things I used to do. You don't even want that anymore, praise God. It doesn't, no. You don't need the inferior stuff, amen? You can come to the Lord's house as a child of His, and you can dine at His table even in the presence of your enemies, and He only serves the best. Hallelujah. Drink deeply from the wells of Yeshua, Messiah. Hallelujah. You and I are the temple of the Holy Spirit, a house of praise. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. Oh, that's right. For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Inwardly, outwardly, glorify God, which are God's. We belong to Him. You see, praise brings God's healing. It brings His delivering power. Hallelujah. I talked about how sometimes I feel bound up, you know, just because of stuff and feel like an overload. I just need to start getting my eyes off of all the stuff and get my eyes on Jesus and start crying out to Him and praising Him audibly. Hallelujah. And you know what? The devil says, I can't stand this anymore. I'm getting out of here. Come on, because praise is toxic to the devil, right? Yeah. No, let it hit you on the way out. Yeah. But you got to fight. And one of our weapons is praise. Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. He inhabits that. You see, the Lord arises in your midst, arises in your heart, arises in your situation, arises in your environment when you give praise. Hallelujah. And you praise, amen, until the enemy is driven out, until every chain is broken, till every addiction is broken, till every demon flees. Did you know you can praise your way into freedom, into liberty? 1st year after I got born again, I had all kinds of garbage from the world, and I spent a lot of time on my face before God, but also just crying out to God in my bedroom, just alone. And God was just liberating me step by step, removing these things, these barriers, these hindrances, these insecurities, you know, the strongholds of the enemy. The demons that were still clinging on in certain areas where I'd been rebellious and I hadn't repented yet. And as I began to really confess those things and renounce those things, amen, God began to liberate me from those strongholds or that bondage, that satanic bondage. And He began to break the chains in my life, and I got freer and freer till now I can shout and celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm a happy camper today, let me tell you, because I know what it is to be set free. Amen. It's the song of the redeemed. Hallelujah. When they came through that Red Sea, amen, and the Pharaoh and his army was cut off. Hallelujah. What did they do? They said, well, that was nice. No, they praised the Lord. They had a celebration. They had audible praise and dance. Come on. It's all right to dance as well. Get your ugly dance on even. Because if I dance, it's going to be ugly. But there's forgiveness for that. So God doesn't want any of His people bound. He wants us in freedom. because he wants us to be a vessel for him that he can work through and touch the world around us. Amen. And if you're still bound up, your solution is to come to God with a heart of humility, of honesty, and to confess your sins, renounce your sinful ways, and ask Jesus to forgive you, ask Jesus to come into your heart. Amen. And then begin a life of thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. And let your heart be filled with the Holy Spirit to the point where you begin to overflow, splash over for Jesus. Amen. In every place. I don't know about you, but that's the kind of fullness of life I believe Jesus was talking about. He's not talking about more stuff. He's talking about an abundant life that's overflowing with his life. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is my joy today. He's my strength today. He's my peace today. He's my love today. He's all that I need. Amen. I'm complete in him. God wants you free, my friend. So when we come, I want you to do something. If you have to close your eyes or whatever, but just begin to give God thanks. Think about the goodness of the Lord. Think about what the Lord has done to you. Give thanks even for the things. Maybe you've lost a lot. Maybe you're going through a really hard time financially right now. But listen, start giving God thanks for what you do have. Hallelujah. If you don't have a house but you have a car, give God thanks for the car. If you don't have a car but you have a tent, give God thanks for the tent. Amen. That God is taking care of you in that. And as you begin to give thanks and praise to God in those places, then God can make all grace abound to you and he can lift you back up. Amen. And he can put you anywhere he wants you to be. And in that, we're going to be grateful. Remember, Paul said, I have learned that in every state I'm in to be content. He found contentment in the Lord, in prison, in beatings, scourgings, wherever he found it. He said, I found contentment in him. He made me content. Because he knew he had something better in store. What was coming was going to far outweigh any of the momentary things that he had to deal with in this life. And all of us are going to suffer to some degree in this life. So why don't we just start to practice this on a daily basis? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Can you stand and let's just give the Lord praise right now? Hallelujah. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise for your goodness, Lord, for this day, for giving life and breath to us. Lord, I thank you for my brothers and my sisters. Thank you for this church body, Lord. Thank you for taking care of us, Lord. Thank you for always being there, Lord God, never leaving us or forsaking us. Lord, thank you for always being there, Lord, to give us the strength we need when we're weak. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your peace, even in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah, Lord. You are so good all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And oh, praise you, Jesus. And I want to sing this song. Let's do this, honey. Let's try this instead. I want us to sing this song together. And I hadn't pre-planned this, but I feel like it's appropriate. And it's called The Goodness of God. How many know that one? Oh, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercies never fail me. All my days held in your hands, from the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in the darkest night. You were closer like no other. I've known you as a father, known you as a friend, I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Sing it. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of your goodness, oh God. Make it personal. I will sing. I will sing of your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. One more time. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of your goodness, oh God. I will sing of your goodness, oh God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. Give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of your goodness, oh God. Lord, we'll sing of your goodness, oh God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I shall dine at the table set for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh, Father, thank you for your goodness. Lord, save, heal, deliver. Your kingdom come, Holy Father, your will be done on earth as in heaven. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray you bless our fellowship together today and bless the food we're about to receive. We give you thanks for it. In Jesus' name, amen.